to cut. Let me just tell you. There's a story. The world didn't know what it was doing. The world decided, hey, hang on a second. We've got boxing, we've got UFC, we've got kickboxing, we've got MMA. Let's try this thing called a slapping competition. They didn't tell South Africa. And then South Africa got involved and said, let me show you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the world is learning right now. Which is why we have Donnie the Pitbull van Heerden, a professional power slapper. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For those of you who haven't seen the TikTok videos, the video is normally Donnie on one side and then another person sleeping on the other side of the room. Because he thought he could get into... So for those who haven't seen the TikTok and you were to explain this to people, basically, you know what? When you're on a flight, right? Dana White says, Donnie, come on over. We've got another tournament happening over here. You're on a flight and you're sitting next to someone and they say, what do you do? What do you say to them?
Well, I'm on that level now. They don't ask me what I do. They're like, you that guy that slap people.
So they've seen the TikTok.
Make sure I'm not disturbing you.
Yeah,
I'm that guy. I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
And well, on this perfect weathery day.
Yeah.
Only the South Africans know about, you know what, bring your umbrella because it's gonna rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's perfect weather on the holiday. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, listen, I had to obviously do some Googling and do some homework because I'm the resident sports guy here. And I didn't know that there's light heavyweight, there's heavyweight, and you are a super heavyweight. And you ranked, it's great to be South African champion, but you ranked
in the world
number 4 in the world.
On the planet.
On the planet.
Correct. Yeah. On the biggest guys on the planet. That's 265 pounds plus.
Yeah.
And I'm the smallest out of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at this guy here with the beard. I mean, I'm sure you want to slap the beard off him one day, but what's his name? Koa Viennes.
That is the current champion.
Yeah.
I'm on my way towards him.
Okay, on your way towards him. How did you get into this power slapping thing? Be honest and tell us about that one night in...
Well, at Presley.
At Presley.
I used to stay in Vereniging. And then I discovered I'm number 3 there. I moved to Pretoria. I discovered I'm number 1 there.
Yes.
I wanted to go to Boksburg, but I discovered I'm number 8 there. And then I fly into Vegas, and I'm number 4 there.
Yeah,
that's why.
That is fantastic.
Can you share with us like some of your background? Because you didn't just wake up one day and get into power slapping. You've obviously got a background from fighting, same with your family. Can you just give us that background for now?
I can, yes. So in 1981, my father would have fought Pierre Kutzer for the SA title in boxing. So we were groomed into sports, which is a good thing because we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't club.
Yeah.
We were groomed into fighting. I'm a sibling of 13 kids, 7 boys, 6 girls.
Yeah.
Good luck to every day to get married to your sister.
So my youngest bud is number ranked 2 in South African boxing.
Get out of town.
My other younger brother is the IBO welterweight world champion. He's still undefeated in South Africa. He now lives in California.
Yeah.
So we are groomed from it. So from I turned professional 2009 in the mixed martial arts. And I became the EFC world champion in the heavyweight 2016. From there, I moved to boxing. I fought my way up to number 5 in South Africa. Moved to K1. I had one loss there. Moved to Muay Thai. I'm undefeated there. Got my bare knuckle boxing license due to COVID. That never happened. And now, with a dad bod, power slap is the only way.
Dad bod.
Dad bod.
She's
okay, and then I have to ask. So in South Africa, how big is this power slapping? Because obviously you work for Dana White, which you just found out, which is quite epic. What's the sport? What is it doing in South Africa? Because I see women do it as well, which is how I started getting into it and watching, because I think it's amazing and it's just very interesting. So yeah,
Well, South Africa, I'm the only male athlete signed with power slap. But we also own Dominant Slap League, so it's a promotion here in South Africa. But the bad thing, we do not have a constitution. So it's sort of still illegal.
Okay.
So we're trying to make it as legal as possible. So underground.
Underground, not illegal, yeah.
So we're trying to make it as legalized as possible.
Okay.
So we can host events. Because I definitely think South Africa... No out club.
Yeah,
we do.
But the first, obviously, the first rule of slap club is we don't talk about slap club.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so power slapper, Danny the Pitbull van Heerden, he is here with us. He's moving his way up to taking on number one in the world. As you can hear, he comes from pedigree. You can hear he sounds very, very confident. And South Africa, we've been winning things, guys. This could be our next guy to go out there.
It is.
Bring back some of that gold that they took out of our mines. Remember, that's our mission here. The Springboks brought some back.
Ebo.
And Drikus.
Ebo.
He brought some back. And is Donnie the next guy? I want to find out, how do you take a club? How do you give a club? Now listen, I've been clubbing in Funabel and Vereeniging and Hatfield and in Pretoria. Normally I'm in the car before before anything escalates. We're joined by a power slapper professional, Danny the Pitbull van Heerden. He's in the studio with us this morning. Danny, thank you for joining us on this lekker chill day.
Thanks again. Well, for the guys that don't know me, if go to Instagram and pop me a follow. I'm at Danny Pitbull. Scroll through that so you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
But you're one of those like, that go viral, and we always see your videos on TikTok. And it's been so interesting, some of the stuff you've told us off air of, you know, sometimes when you see someone dorsing off their slap, there could be the person who gave the slap could be disqualified and all of that kind of stuff. Quickly, the categories. How does that work? The power slapping, is it purely based on weight?
It's purely based on weight. It's more or less like the MMA weight divisions.
Yeah.
So, and there's five weight divisions. So normally light heavy would be, say, 93 kilograms to 120 kilograms.
Yeah.
Or that's the heavyweight division. 93 to 84 is the middleweight division. Then super heavyweights is 120 kilograms plus. So,
plus, like to 200. Okay,
like to 220, my last one.
220.
160 kilograms.
Hang on. Someone, 220 kilos smacked you in the face.
Well, here's the thing. 220 kilos, and he bench press 700 pounds, which means that's roughly the world record on bench pressing.
Yeah.
And he squats 250 kilograms. He slapped me in the face, and I ate it like a square breakfast.
I love it.
By the way, so if you watch any of Donnie's videos, he's making this gesture of eating after someone tries to club him, and I basically you're saying I ate that like a square breakfast.
That's the thing, because after he hit the wall and he see I didn't move, he's like, I took the wrong fight.
Did you see that in his eyes? Did you see him go, I'm going to floor you, and then in his eyes he went, I've made a mistake here.
Yeah, I went to get his soul.
Yeah.
Only by staring into his eyes. And he's like, oh, man. And then he went to hug his corner and he's like, cheers.
See you later. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Donnie, can you share some of like the approaches and like how do you, you were telling us the rules and like how does it actually work? It's not just slapping someone randomly on their face, right?
That's correct. So it's unlike boxing. So boxing, if people would throw a hook, you would twist your leg and you would bend your arm. So on slap fighting, your arm needs to be straight. Your feet need to be stationed on the floor. You're not allowed to lift your heel or twist or anything like that. It's only hip movement, weight transition, and obviously a proper slap. So the striker must hit basically on the cheek. You're not allowed to hit on the eye level or below the jawline or on the ear.
Yeah.
The defender is not allowed to flinch or move of it.
But can they brace?
They can brace, yes.
Do you wear gum guards?
You do wear gum guards and you do wear an earpiece.
Mm. No, you have to protect your ears.
Yeah. But have you slapped somebody and then they've passed out? Your brother was showing me a video of somebody passed out for a couple of minutes. But have you injured someone particularly badly after a slap?
Well, hopefully not. Well, let me tell you. The first guy, I slapped him KO for 9 minutes. His eyes went back in his head.
9 minutes.
And I actually got a fright. I'm like, yeah, you need to wake up now. We're not eating salmis at your funeral.
Do they use smelling salts or do they just let him wake up?
Well, they did not have smelling salts.
You would think.
Yeah, they would normally wait till you wake up. But a lot of people enjoy the holiday. I mean, I only wake up like 9 minutes later.
Yeah.
A nap.
Yeah, so I went to wherever.
courtesy of Donnie.
Well, your brother's here with us. Warwick.
Yes, sir.
So, you're obviously very proud of your brother.
Yeah,
very, and you come from a family of pedigree, as he says. You know, you've got boxers and fighters and champions in your family.
Yes.
As we speak, which category are you the champion?
I just look like a cage fighter under the clothes. But
he does, though.
Yeah.
I'm not the cage fighter.
Yeah, you got some sick tattoos on your dog.
I'm full of them.
Like, you gangster, man. What's happening?
He's got an Eban tattoo, by the way.
Eban, it's a bit.
Where's Eban on you?
No, really?
Yeah.
On your leg?
On my leg at the back.
That is amazing.
That's so weird. Don't we have Eban here tomorrow?
Yes, Eban is coming through here tomorrow.
Stick around, stay. We'll put you up in the Royal Palm, and then you can come.
It's
a wow.
Oh, I said you're a Vipa fan.
Oh, when you say his number, he's it's like his phone number.
Okay.
Bell for Vipa.
Fast
your thunder. For the non-Afrikaans speakers.
I was not expecting it.
You'll have to watch that on the video. So now, obviously, you and Donnie, you grew up as brothers. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a family of five boys. But there was a lot of fighting as boys. So did you guys ever get into a roar?
Well, me and Donnie?
Yeah.
No.
No, I can see. Because
I've never in my life have had an argument with Donnie.
Though. Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
As a family, as a family, what was it like growing up if you had disputes?
Well, when I've seen him do what I've seen him do to the other brothers, yeah, my eyes went open. So
if he says to you, says to you, pass me your banana sundae, you just give it. You never put up a fight. You didn't go, Ma, Donnie shook my banana sundae here. And you say, and they say, no, here for.
And I say, here, Anna Boutis ook more.
Wait, so Donnie, I don't know if I should ask you this. So are you Donnie's manager now?
No, I'm just his...
You're just his bra.
Number one. Oh, he's bodyguard.
Let me tell you. In Boxburg, it's about how you look. So when I go to Boxburg,
yeah,
I remember I'm number 8 in Boxburg.
Yeah.
I need to take him with.
Yeah.
Because the people that come for me. So,
yeah.
Yo, this guy can roll, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
What I wanted to ask you is, like, in terms of, like, the risks that are in this sport, are you, like, super insured, like in terms of insurance has to be high, your life policy and all that kind of stuff? Like, what's the vibe there?
Yeah. Oh, this is a bad thing about this. The insurance are scared of me.
Yeah. They won't insure you.
Yeah, because how do they insure you?
Yeah.
So they won't make, hang on, but they won't insure you for your sport or this activity, but surely outside of that insurance, like, you can get.
Well, I have a life policy if I pass away.
Yes.
So you don't insure you like your cheek.
Well, I want to, but as I say, the insurance are scared of me.
No, because, like, people are common.
We'll find
people like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Cristiano, like, they have their
cars.
Their cars.
Yeah, but, like, remember, they play ball.
Yeah.
We don't play ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you put your cheek in the line.
No, we have balls.
What about... hang on. Surely, because you're a right-hander. Surely your hand...
Exactly.
You should have your hand insured against injury outside of contest.
Well, any insurance company that are looking to do that, that's not scared of me.
We know people, man. Yeah, we have some underwriters. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bro, you should look into that.
Oh, we'll hook you up, man. Look, I'm sure somebody will find a premium for you to insure your right hand against injury so that you can't compete.
Well,
surely.
We compete both hands, though.
But
the difference is my right hand can strike 988 kilograms per square inch. My left hand can only do, like, 250 kilograms per square inch.
So work on that left hand there.
Yeah, but I'm married now, so that training is out today.
Aww.
He's got the strongest neck force out of all the super heavyweights.
Yeah.
He's got the strongest neck force.
Yeah, so in America they test you. So if you're left-handed, I can take 780 kilograms from my face.
Yeah.
If you're right-handed, I can take 530 kilograms from my face.
Okay.
So if I throw my Hinda scorpion bucket to your face, that's me striking you.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can take it or not, but it's a scorpion coming.
I couldn't take a city golf.
He couldn't take a scooter.
He's not the guy, but
I got one of those. A dragonfly flew into me the other day. I was down. I was out for the count. I was cleaning the pool.
Well, it's because you flinched.
Yeah.
Try not to flinch.